Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Gold, Guns, and Guns podcast for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. My name is Tom Luongo and we have a lot to talk about. It's episode 137 and Pascal Nicciotti is back with me. Urgent. He contacted me about an hour ago and said, I have something important to talk to you about. And this is going to be a short one. And I'm going to turn the floor directly over to Pascal because he wants to update us what's going on with his war against Pfizer. And it's, you know, only the war for humanity. So we should probably listen to him. Pascal, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Tom Luongo. Great to be back and hope you're well and the family's well.
We are. I hope the same for you.
Good day, America, from Switzerland. We have something to report because I'm the only one now suing Pfizer through the Supreme Court of the State of New York. We filed on the 6th of March successfully. Honorable Justice Lori Sattler is in charge, holding the file. We do not want to predict. We respect the courts and we are confident that justice in America is functioning, is autark and independent. Why New York? Because Pfizer is in New York and that's where we have to file or had to file a lawsuit. That is a civil suit in addition to my filing of criminal charges, as we have reported before, against the Swiss president and Minister of Health, Alain Berset. At this occasion, I have to say, for both parties, the presumption of innocence applies to President Berset and Pfizer and all her employees and officers. Sure. These are now pending suits, lawsuits, in court in New York and at the federal prosecution in Switzerland. In connection with the so-called COVID vaccines, I can also report to you that I am diagnosed autoimmune illness through Pfizer mRNA, damaged my cell system. I'm a victim of this, and it's not good, but I'm a living example of what the bioweapon has done to people. And this genocide has to stop. It can only stop with justice. Peacefully, justice is peace. And I believe justice was blind, will discuss herself, the merits of the cases, and decide. And we're confident and we are impressed, by the way, by the speed we could file in New York within a few days, which is unheard of. My legal advisor is an American citizen. She's in safety with her daughter because we had to fly her out of America. We made some very big enemies, Pfizer, but the client of Pfizer is the Department of Defense, certain elements of it, and we have to clean this up. It cannot continue like this. The genocide has to stop, and this is why I have been able to do it. I thank God for it, and yeah, that's all I can report to you, which is great news for humanity, and we are patient now. And we await certain decisions of both camps regarding this issue.
Okay. Yeah. So we haven't had, you don't have any real update on what's going on with your criminal filing against the Swiss president yet. Is that correct?
Well, there again, I don't want to, I'm not the judge, not the prosecution. I cannot say anything more that it's pending. Mm-hmm. I have, since we spoke, added criminal charges against the two doctors who injected me here, against the rules and laws of informed consent, against the rules and laws of getting the signature from me, which constitutes a severe bodily harm. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody puts a knife in you on the street, same, it's crime.
Right.
I have also, of course, had to file now, unfortunately, in the SAD, my severe damage of health. I lost about 20 years. But the prosecution has to know, and they now know. And again, we are patient. We cannot predict. We cannot judge or prejudge, or we can also not, we should never do, is do character assassination. Justice takes care of it, and we trust that they will do their job.
We can only hope at this point, and given the state of well, the politicization of courts across the West, it's going to be difficult to keep spirits up and not be cynical on that front, at least from where I stand. That's terrible. It's unbelievable.
And you know, I've got three flags here. And the Judge Hammer from Paris Antique. That's my country. That's where the criminal charges have been filed. That's my other nation. I'm British too. I could use a British ruling against Pfizer that's been ruled already and attach this to my case in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think this flag will save everything. Justice from America, probably, I don't know, might stop this nightmare. So there we go.
There we go. It's sobering to hear that, and I'm very sorry to hear that these things have progressed the way they have.
I trust in God. I'm a believer, and you know what? It makes me stronger. And you know what? You value the days differently every morning, and yeah. Family is strong, and you know you can die of all kinds of things: car accidents or plane crashes or. God decides when time has come. I still have a lot of years to live.
Right.
But it's sobering when the doctor says, the professors, you know what? You're not going to get 80, but maybe a bit less. Okay, fine. Accept. Move on. Tell me what's the talk about this in Florida? You have governors. What's the talk in Florida? I mean, I thought DeSantis stops the vaccine mandates, or
it looks like it.
You had no mandate in America, but
no, I mean, we never had one. We certainly never had one here in Florida.
Yeah.
And DeSantis did a phenomenal job of taking care of us here in the Sunshine State, and I would like to say the Sunshine Republic of Florida, because I think that's where we're going to wind up. it's funny, the big thing with DeSantis right now is that this, because we're now moving into silly season, we're a little over a year out from the election, or a year and a half from the election, but really the whole presidential election season starts in about 2 months. The DeSantis versus Trump camp this stuff is all, out of control. It's very clear. When I saw George Soros at Munich say that he was hoping to throw DeSantis at Trump and try and neutralize both of them, I'm like, oh, really? So how many of the people that I see out there, getting on DeSantis are on your payroll, George? That kind of thing. Because it's so very obvious at this point. They're not even trying to hide what they're doing. And it's, when I go through all this stuff, it's all I see. But the reality is that at the state level, DeSantis has done excellent work to shore up the state of Florida. We've watched, years and years and years of Republican supermajorities in the legislature here do nothing. And then this guy comes in and gets all the stuff done. And a lot of people who comment on what's going on in Florida do not understand Florida and do not understand this. But, partisan politics knows no bounds. So you just have to kind of You have to roll with it and go, look, Florida's different. You just don't understand what's going on here. It's like no different than I would understand Idaho politics or Swiss politics. And that's why I talk to, you know, that's why I talk to different people from different places in order to get the scoop on what's going on there, right?
So yeah. What I don't understand is, I mean, Biden is not really elected. Mm-hmm. So I am still wondering who's in the White House, really.
It's Obama. It's very clear that this is Obama's third term. His Treasury Secretary was his Fed chairman. Like, yeah. You know, I mean, and you know, we're a day out from the FOMC, and I find it fascinating to watch how people continue to purposefully, I believe, misrepresent the way Jay Powell has been conducting monetary policy. You and I were speaking before I hit the record button about this, and you know, I don't know. I just keep seeing resting hawk face Powell go, raising rates. Yep, QT. Yep, we're shrinking the balance sheet.
Let's go through this, and we'll come out stronger.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're gonna be just. We're not gonna be fine over here. It's gonna be very difficult. We have a raging, incipient crisis in commercial real estate in the United States. Daniel DiMartino Booth did great work on this. I'm sure if you saw the article she put out on her Substack yesterday, I thought it was brilliant. You know, but it doesn't matter. There's like you can't extricate yourself from 15 years of funny money at the zero or negative bound, and not expect there to be some consequences when you take the punch bowl away and everybody's like, you know, no, I need to, no, more hair of the dog that bit me. Like, everybody wants a consequence-free world, and it doesn't work that way. But
okay.
So
I got to go.
Yep.
Thank you very much for your time.
You too.
Greetings
Thank you
to all of you. God bless you, and all the best.
And we'll talk soon. Let's try and do a more formal one.
We'll update you when you get judgments in New York. It's going
to
be
and maybe in a month I'd like to talk to you about, you know, what's going on, what you think is going on in the financial markets in Europe and whatnot. I think that
let's hope that UBS can swallow Credit Suisse properly.
Yeah, and I think that would be a fun talk, and maybe we'll do that. You know, I don't have any time for the next month or so, or next three weeks, but maybe, you know, sometime late April, maybe we can get together. That would be great.
Pleasure. Right.
Take care, Pascal. Thank you for
bye-bye, Tom. All the best. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Well, that'll about wrap it up for episode 137 of the Gold, Goats, and Guns podcast. I know this was a short one, but it was kind of important. Apologize for not getting this out earlier. I've been very, very busy. So we will be back soon, hopefully in about a week or so, with another episode. You can follow me on Twitter at TFL1728. You can sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/Gold, Goats, and Guns. And you can go to the blog at tomluongo.me. That being said, you guys have a great week. We'll talk soon. Keep your stick on the ice.